This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Betsy Arakawa, actor Gene Hackman's wife, died after getting hantavirus. The disease is severe and spread through contact with rodents. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Peter Chin Hong, professor of medicine and an infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine. Doctor, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Can you give us an overview of the hantavirus and how could someone contract it?
Yes, yeah, so thanks for having me on, Brian. Hantavirus is a virus that's present in the droppings of some rodents like mice and rats. And basically, you breathe it in, and particularly in the United States and the west part of the United States, it can lead to lung failure as well as heart failure over time.
Is it my understanding that you can get it by, for example, sweeping up droppings from a rodent and capturing the aerosol?
Yes, definitely. That's how many people have gotten it, cleaning out their garage. It may be infested with rats or mice. And if the mice or rats are infected with this virus, they don't get very sick, but they pass it in their saliva and droppings, and it gets aerosolized in the air.
Where is the virus most common?
The virus is most common in the Four Corners, so New Mexico in particular, but also Arizona, Utah, Colorado, but also in California. In 2012, people might have remembered that there were 9 hikers in Yosemite that got infected with hantavirus. There were 3 deaths. So it's really kind of ubiquitous, more on the West Coast than on the East Coast and around the world as well.
Now, in Yosemite, how could visitors protect themselves?
So I would say there are 5 things people can think about. The first is covering holds and not getting rats if you're renting a cabin or something like that. Second is ventilation, making sure you have enough ventilation. The third is, if you're staying for a while in a guest house or you live there, rat-proofing the surrounding brush, making sure it's neat so they don't nest there. The fourth is, of course, if you're cleaning rat droppings, use a moist paper towel so it doesn't go up into the air. And finally, wear an N95 mask if you're doing spring cleaning in those areas.
Now, is it easy to diagnose, and what are some of the symptoms?
It's very difficult to diagnose because it's a very nonspecific symptoms. In the beginning, it might look like a flu, but the key is the exposure to rat droppings. Eventually, after a few days, it can progress to fever, respiratory distress. The fluid fills in, but it's also relatively rare. So, since we first identified it in 1993, although it's been around for much longer, there have only been about 850 cases in the U.S. But some of it, of course, is undiagnosed. So that's about 30 cases a year.
And do we know of any, what is the research on this? Are there any cures currently in the works?
No, unfortunately, no vaccine, no great antivirals. It's really about support. So, there is a range in mortality from 40% on average, but it's much higher if you're not close to a medical center that can really support you if you're having the sort of more severe variants with respiratory distress and cardiac failure.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Brian.
Dr. Peter Chin Hong is a professor of medicine and infectious disease expert at the UCSF School of Medicine.